this time, you guys were able to shake it off and start moving it the other way and came back.
Yeah, we showed we'd go the other way there. I think the second period just became, you know, we got a few penalties and we got kind of to the point where I think lines were a little mixed up. We were a little disheveled. Once we kind of settled it back down, I think we were obviously better. We got pucks in the net. Good hard efforts and just, you know, even Jokins, it's just a tap to the, you know, a guy by the goal line and he gets it to the net. And you got, you know, you're moving from one side to the other quick and everybody's got to move, even the goaltender. So, you know, just a nice example of the kind of stuff we're going to be doing more of and a good battle.
Is it too early to say maybe in these three games that you've won, you have learned that you've got to be able to come back from some adversity because you've had adversity in the games, but you've been able to win them, or is it it's only three games and you still have to see?
Small sample set, but I mean, I think this way the season kind of started for us. I think we know there's going to be adversity and we have to make the plays to win games. You guys have to execute to win games. It's whether I have to make a save or two, or, you know, that aren't saves I have to make, you know, saves I have to go above and beyond with. Guys got to, you know, make that shot, guys got to make a block, make a pass. Execution is key right now, and I think guys are starting to, you know, understand.
We've talked often about the atmosphere in this building. Today was fun. Fun, energetic place.
Yeah, because we played hard hockey for the fans. And like I said before, that's all they want. They want you to work hard, and they want you to take the puck to the net. If it doesn't work out, they're still going to, still gonna appreciate the effort, so I'm glad they were able to get rewarded tonight. The guys did a nice job of battling and pulled one out.
Another perfect shootout for you guys. Two goals, two saves.
Yeah, guys have done a great job of getting those goals, and I was kind of fortunate Kovalchuk had to pick a corner from the goal line, so I think I got a little bit of benefit on that one. So yeah.
You've often talked about trying to get a shooter to change his mind. Is that what you're doing?
I don't know. I think he had his mind made up on that one. I think I got a little bit fortunate that he didn't get it high enough, and I didn't completely bite on that. He made a nice move, and got me on that breakaway. I thought I was kind of with him, but I gave him too much space on the breakaway in the game, so I was happy to get a piece of that.
Like you said, small sample size, but do you feel things turning around?
Well, it certainly feels better to win. We got a lot of work. I don't want anybody in this room or this organization to get comfortable. You know, just stay in a little bubble and just keep doing what we do. And, you know, at the end of 48 games, hopefully we're competing for the Stanley Cup. That's all we want.
Ryan, how important was it for Jason Bombenville and, Jokin to contribute at a time when, you're missing Thomas Vanek?
Very important. Injuries are part of the game. I don't think there's ever been a team that's gone a whole season without missing somebody, and somebody's got to step up and fill that spot, especially with an important player, and Thomas has been playing great, so, makes sense that it's Jason. He's been playing good hockey, and, big goals for us. The shorthanded goal, it's good to see. Guys are working hard, getting down ice and disturbing their power play, and they got a nice little bounce in the corner and a nice pass, and it's good to see that kind of stuff.